This is Fresh Air. In some circles, guitarist and singer Eric Clapton is revered as one of the holy men of rock music. Generations of air guitarists have been inspired by his sexy blues licks. A new four-record collection spanning Clapton's 25-year career has just been released, and rock critic Ken Tucker has a review. From the retrospective called Crossroads, here's Clapton backed by Duane Allman.
I've got the blues. I pack my things and go. I've got the blues. I pack my things and go.
The Eric Clapton embalmed on Crossroads is a pretty intriguing fellow. When you listen to the music he's made with the Yardbirds, John Mayall's Blues Breakers, Cream, Blind Faith, Derek and the Dominoes, and as a solo artist, what comes across is Clapton's modesty, his self-effacement. Modesty is a pretty unusual trait in a rock star, and in Clapton's case, it's been pursued to an almost neurotic degree. As a working-class illegitimate child born in England, Clapton was as self-conscious as any artist could be. His intense identification with black American blues musicians led him to feel that he had no personality of his own, that he was destined to be a pure instrument through which the blues might speak. That's an instrumental recorded in 1965 with Clapton on guitar and John Mayall on piano. Already, Clapton's style was set. He approached the blues and subsequently rock as a paradox, something to be played with passionate restraint. The idea was that by suggesting just how much you were holding back, you could fully convey your pain, your joy, your love, your despair. This is heavy stuff, and Clapton has never evinced much of a sense of humor about what he does. This is the limitation placed on whatever claim to greatness he might have. And greatness is what this big collection is all about. That and commerce. That's Sleeping in the Ground, recorded in 1969 by Blind Faith. That's Steve Winwood singing in front of Clapton's guitar. Sleeping in the Ground is one of a number of previously unreleased tracks offered to Eric Clapton fans on Crossroads. The idea of this project was to sum up Clapton's achievement to date, and this is an especially appealing idea to many people right now, since it seems that after a string of mediocre albums in the 80s, Clapton's best, most innovative work is behind him. Thus, he lends himself to the greatest hits packaging. Clapton's followers have known for years that there is an enormous amount of music their hero recorded that never made it onto record. With other rockers, this unreleased stuff is most often a hollow legend, because usually the music hasn't been made public for a good reason. It tends to be junk. In Clapton's case, however, there are a few new songs on Crossroads that can stand with the strongest music of his career. Take, for example, this one. It's called Laudie Mama. Clapton recorded it in 1966 with Cream, the trio he led with bassist Jack Bruce and drummer Ginger Baker.
Wanna go out, baby, too late at night. Lordy mama, no need to worry. Wanna go out, baby, too late at night. I got a real funny feeling, you're gonna cheat your daddy right. We'll be right back.
Crossroads doesn't, after all of its 73 songs have been heard, hold up as the definitive best of Eric Clapton. For example, right off the top of my ears, I can hear that producer Bill Levinson left off the best music from Clapton's finest latter-day album, Money and Cigarettes. And audiophiles all over the country will be arguing about whether the new remixed, remastered version of Clapton's most famous single work, Layla, is an improvement or a desecration of the original. What it comes down to is, if you've got the money for this expensive archival material, you'll probably enjoy it. But if you pull out that old copy of the Derek and the Dominoes album, the one you wrote your name on with magic marker, the one with cat hair in the grooves, you'll catch as much of the genius of this modest man as is revealed here.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. That's the remixed version of Layla, and this is Fresh Air.